Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The title of this message is A Striking Resemblance. Galatians 6:17. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul was teaching the Galatians many things, such as bearing each other's burdens, and the love for one another that Christ expects of us. Paul told them that he bears the mark of Jesus in his body. I will add the symbolism here that Christ died on the cross and was resurrected. And when we die for Christ, we die to the sin that was in us and are raised up as a new creature in Jesus. Bearing his mark is to look more like Jesus in our heart, mind, and spirit, as opposed to the sinful heart, mind, and spirit that we had before we came to the Lord as his servant, a Christian. Paul also spoke to the Galatians about the authenticity of the gospel. He tells them in Galatians 1:6, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Galatians 1:7, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. Let me point out that this happens a lot to new converts. They start off zealous for Christ and will go to church. Then they listen to other people preaching what stems from false doctrine without recognizing the enemy who has veered them away from hearing the true gospel of the Lord to follow deception. Unfortunately, this action has a ripple effect. Before the person knows what hit them, they have backslided into old habits and old ways of life. The same thing can happen to those who have been in the church for years. That is why it is important to have a prayer life and to study God's word. People will feed you false doctrine. Not everyone has true intentions when they approach you, and not everyone has your best interest at heart. There are lost people in this world who are in covenant with Satan. And it is their goal to confuse you and lead you away from God. They will do that any way they see fit to do. I am telling you this because the best way to know God is through his word. You will see how Jesus interacted with others, what he did, and how he taught them. The life of Jesus Christ, the mark he leaves on your heart and in your spirit, is the best example you can have. You will start to resemble him in your life. Those thoughts that could lead you down the path of sin will hold no power because you no longer desire that sinful nature that you have come out of. In Galatians 1:8, it says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned." Galatians 1:9, as we have already said, "So now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned." Galatians 1:10, "Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ." Paul tells them that he is not trying to please man, or what would be the use in being a servant to God. This is something that some individuals struggle with. They say they serve God, but they still desire to please man. No one said you have to be rude or mean to anyone. We know that that is not God's way. But you cannot strive to please man and serve God. Instead, be kind and courteous. But trying to please man will get you in trouble. When we try to please humans, there are times when it will lead us where we do not want to go. And there are times when it might lead you right back into the same place that you struggled to get out of. Trying to please man will get you in trouble. Paul tells the Galatians in 1:11 of Galatians, I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by the revelation from Jesus Christ. As you read Paul's story, you will see how he went from being a persecutor of Christians to a devout man of God. Paul has many teachings throughout the New Testament as he went from place to place teaching the people and churches how to do things the right way before the Lord. As lay people, you may think that you cannot be used of God, but God can use anybody for his purposes. Many have been called to further his kingdom. You don't have to be a minister over a church to do God's work. The best way to resemble God is to read the scriptures. In the New Testament, you will witness how the Lord responded to those who persecuted him, how he responded to those who sought him out for healing in their bodies and deliverance from demonic spirits. We resemble the Lord when we walk in peace and pray for those who persecute us. We resemble him and bear his mark when we show love to others and extend a helping hand. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Bearing his mark means we look like him and not like the world. Because we choose to serve him, he will manifest in our body as he heals us, strengthens us, and enables us to move our limbs. And with that, he blesses us to go out there and bless others. He manifests in our minds when he wakes us up clothed in our right mind. When we are coherent and we can function. And we can also bless people with a coherent mind. He manifests in our spirit when he guides us along his path for his purpose to be done in our lives. He blesses us, and we are able to go out and be a blessing to someone else who may need a touch of the Lord. All through the scriptures in the New Testament are instructions on how God wants us to live, what he wants us to do, and what he wants us not to do. These scriptures are God's inspired word. To resemble him, we need to first start there. My closing prayer. Wearing the mark of Christ resembles his character and nature. Lord, give us the desire to search out your holy scriptures. I pray that as we do, you give understanding and lay upon our hearts and in our spirits your plans for our walk on this journey. Whatever path you set before us, you will equip us to accomplish the work. Let truth settle in our hearts and the character you desire for us settle in our spirits. I pray that we always bear a striking resemblance to you in every way. I pray we serve you well. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
And I'll say, keep